This is Manage Your Money God's Way. We are from Compass Catholic Ministries, teaching what the Bible tells us are the best ways to handle money. We have a 9-week study. It's called Navigating Your Finances God's Way. It shows you, using biblical principles, how to be a better saver, how to give, invest, now the biggie, how to get yourself totally out of debt and live a debt-free life. Go to compasscatholic.org, click on Books and Studies, and browse around Navigating Your Finances God's Way. And you can bring this study to your parish, or like a number of families do, they open up their home and invite their family, their neighbors, their friends to have the study right there in the home. John and Evelyn Bean, who are the co-founders of Compass Catholic Ministries, join me today. And such a timely topic. Is it okay to go into debt for Christmas presents? I noticed John and Evelyn, wow, this is from maybe Halloween, that the big box stores have aisles and aisles filled with Christmas trees and twinkling lights.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible. You know, whatever happened to celebrating each holiday of its own accord?
They just seem to run into each other because each one is a buying spree that leads to the next holiday.
Yeah, but, you know, we just finished Thanksgiving. Not too many of the stores really paid any attention to Thanksgiving, except maybe the grocery stores. You know, you got to buy those turkeys. Got to buy that pumpkin pie.
You know, you're right. It just seems like Thanksgiving was kind of pushed aside, and that's getting to be more and more the cause every year because Christmas is such a big buying holiday. So all of the retailers put all their emphasis on Christmas.
You know, we've become such a materialistic society. Everything is about having more stuff. We don't even think about what the holiday is and what we're celebrating.
Or why we're celebrating it or how we're celebrating it.
Exactly. It's about stuff. That's kind of what we're going to talk about today. You know, we want to talk about, is it okay to go into debt for Christmas presents?
And the simple answer to that is no.
Well, you're absolutely correct, Evelyn. You know, but there's so many parents out there are trying to figure out how they're going to fund buying all the presents that they think that they need to buy this year.
In order to make the kids happy and have one perfect day where everybody's in harmony and it's a perfect holiday. And,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Exactly. You know, there's a lot of parents that are going to go into debt. You know, CNN has done a study and they said 2/3 of the people who buy Christmas presents spend more than they can afford.
And that's really sad because that's not what the holiday's all about.
No, no.
Do you think parents go into the Christmas buying season, I hate to say with the intention of going into debt, but do you think they just get caught up in the things they see that are supposedly on sale?
I think there's two things, Steve. Number one is, in my opinion, the parents are trying to make the kids happy. So anything the kids want is on target to buy. You know, people just go out and buy stuff to make the kids happy. And the second thing is, debt is just a way of life in our society.
People are resigned to it.
Nobody thinks anything about racking up $10,000 or $15,000 in credit card debt.
In that CNN study that I mentioned, 11% of the people are going to dip into their retirement accounts.
Wait. They're going to take money out of their retirement to fund Christmas shopping?
Yes. That's what the study showed.
11%?
11%.
That's horrible.
14% used funds from their emergency savings.
That's bad.
Christmas is not an emergency, I'm sorry.
Because it comes every year. You know it's coming.
Yeah, exactly. Automatically, it's not an emergency. And 11% have actually taken out or will actually take out a payday loan.
Oh, that's sad.
You know, the weird thing is, John, if people are taking out these loans to pay for Christmas, they're paying, let's just say they spend $1,000 on Christmas. They're paying $1,000 plus some outrageous interest rate or penalty when they take out these loans or put Christmas on debt or take money out of their retirement account. So not only are they spending the $1,000, which they couldn't afford in the first place because they couldn't pay cash for it, but they're adding more to it because of the interest rates and the penalties.
If they put all $1,000 on the credit card, and that credit card's 18%, and they don't pay it off for the whole year, and a lot of them don't, that's an extra $180 that they're spending just in interest charges for Christmas.
And what's $1,000 at a payday loan interest rate? I mean, the payday loan interest rates are horrible. Yeah.
That's going to add $300 or $400 to it, you know. If they let it go all year, you know, it's just unbelievable.
It's so sad that we've gotten off track with Christmas, because now it's all about creating debt and buying things instead of honoring Jesus and acknowledging his birth.
You know, Christmas should be about creating memories, not about creating debt.
So what kind of memories do you and Evelyn have when it comes to Christmas? And did you have any special things that you did each and every year?
I can remember Christmas mostly from when I was, I don't know, maybe 8 to 12 years old. Those are the biggest memories. I think once I got into the teens, Christmas wasn't such a big deal again. I wasn't believing even earlier in that, because just the way our house was set up, I know who Santa Claus was. But I still can think of one of the coolest memories is every Christmas, instead of going down to the corner Christmas tree lot and buying a Christmas tree, we would drive up into the mountains. We lived in Denver, so we'd drive up into the mountains. The Forest Service always had a clearing type project going on where they would designate, you know, 2, 4, 8, I don't know how many acres, and people could just go and cut down a Christmas tree. And so we would do that. About the second week of December, we would go and cut down our Christmas tree every year. I mean, that was a huge memory.
And it didn't include a lot of money spending or debt.
Actually, every year that we went up, the windshield got pitted and blasted by all the rocks and gravel on the mountain roads, and Dad ended up having to put in a new windshield. But I think insurance probably paid for that. I know it would today, anyway.
But I know your dad, and I know he didn't go into debt for Christmas.
No, he didn't. He didn't. But the other thing was just the idea of the presents. Now, we never got a lot of presents, but we always had 4 or 5 or 6, you know. I think it's a far cry from some of the things I've seen in various families in the last several years, where there's so many presents they can't even put them all in the living room, let alone underneath the tree.
And when the kids get that much stuff, they don't even pay attention to it. It's just like wham, bam, run through them, and all of a sudden there's all the presents are open, and what's next?
Well, I remember one Christmas in particular, and we were still living out in Denver, so I was something less than in the seventh grade. So I was probably 10. I knew Mom and Dad were putting presents under the tree. About 3 o'clock in the morning, I got up. I went out with a flashlight, and I looked at all my presents. I got a transistor radio that year, and that was really cool. Transistor
You're
radio.
Aging yourself.
Yeah. There's kids saying, what's that?
I was just going to say, let me describe this. It's about 6 inches tall, 1.25 inches wide.
But I looked at all the presents, and I went back to bed, and I didn't get up till 9 o'clock in the morning.
You know, the only Christmas present I remember is the one I found ahead of time. I was being like you were, and I was poking around and trying to find Christmas presents, and I found a really pretty little pair of velvet slippers that had a pink rosebud on them. And that's the only Christmas present I remember getting, because I knew what it was ahead of time. And when I opened it, it was like, oh yeah, here are the slippers. We always used to go down to my grandma's house on Christmas Eve, and all the aunts and uncles and cousins were there, and she had a really small house, so everybody was on top of each other. And we all went to midnight mass, and we walked, because she lived in a little tiny town. And then we all went back to grandma's house for food and drink after mass. What about you, Steve? What do you remember?
Actually, the best memories were my dad putting up the Christmas decorations. You know, he'd bring out the suitcase that had all the lights, and he'd lay them straight across the yard. But then he would top it off. He would climb up on the roof and strap a Santa Claus to the chimney. And he would put a fake cardboard fireplace in the living room. Then it was Christmas. But as far as toys, you know, I have a twin brother. So growing up, they would buy like a dump truck and a grader. One sled that was big, because my parents always felt you don't need two of the same.
Yeah.
Because
well, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, they had the same kid twice, right?
Right. So with the sled, my dad would say, you take turns, went and lay on top of the other. And that kind of weight going downhill was pretty slick.
That doesn't work in Florida, does it?
No.
So the memories we're talking about are really about wonderful times with the family. It's about special activities we had, not necessarily about presents or putting our parents. Our parents never put their long-term finances at risk in order to make us happy or feel fulfilled or whatever it is at Christmas.
No, just think of the memories we just shared. I don't think it had to do with spending any money or a lot of money.
Not at all.
Yeah.
So Christmas is a wonderful time of the year, but like you said, Evelyn, it's not worth putting your long-term finances at risk. So if you haven't been buying your Christmas presents a little bit at a time so you can space them out, get them paid for, you know, all year long, if you're doing that boom, 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 then it makes it real simple. We're going to give you some tips about how to avoid going into debt for Christmas this year.
So the first thing that people need to think about is not to feel pressure to buy gifts for all your coworkers, all of your families, and all the neighbors, because it's not worth it to go into Christmas debt for presents that aren't memorable or useful. If you're just buying things just to buy things because you know people, that really isn't a very meaningful present.
So you ought to be thoughtful about what you're doing.
You ought to be thoughtful about what you're doing and give someone something they really appreciate, like a small $5 a gift certificate to one of the fancy coffee stores with a note attached to it or a Christmas card telling that person how much they mean to you and how much you love them and what kind of an impact they've had on your life. It's much more meaningful than a mug they're never going to use or some type of clothing item they're never going to wear.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. People buy stuff to buy stuff, but they keep it in, trying to keep it in a low price range. And what they end up buying is typically unusable junk
that somebody doesn't want or need.
Exactly. So I think that idea of being thoughtful and that gift card to go have coffee with somebody, you know, that's a great idea. Or if you know somebody and you know they have a favorite restaurant, like you have a special restaurant that you like to go to occasionally, if somebody could give you, you know, a $5 or $10 gift card towards that, you know, you would appreciate that a whole lot more than somebody giving you a coffee mug or,
yes,
you know, a candle or something like that.
Candles would be okay, but not, yeah. In fact, it's interesting. I buy cards from this religious organization, and this week they sent me three things. They sent me Thanksgiving cards, they sent me a medal of St. Anthony, and they sent me Christmas cards, and I just sent them an email asking them to not send me any more cards and gifts and stuff because I don't use them.
Yes.
And I hate to waste their hard-earned resources on something that I'm not going to use and I don't want and I don't need.
Yeah, you get that all the time in the mail. How many little finger rosaries and
tchotchkes
can you use?
And that's the same thing with buying people presents they don't need.
Excellent point. Appreciate the people in your life. Be thoughtful without breaking the bank. And that's what we're discussing today. Is it okay to go into debt for Christmas presents? And I think we know the answer. Just a quick reminder, compasscatholic.org, that's our website. Take a look at the Bible studies that we have available for you, especially that first one that you come across. compasscatholic.org, click on books and studies, and take a look at navigating your finances God's way. So Evelyn, we've been talking about buying gifts. How big of a Christmas gift list should an individual have?
It might seem harsh, but you don't have to buy gifts for everyone. And maybe you want to make some of your gifts for, let's say, your children's teachers or your neighbors, because not everyone has the budget to buy beautifully wrapped gifts for everyone in their lives.
I think that's a great idea, Evelyn. I can remember that once my dad was retired, he would make wooden gifts.
Wooden gifts. I wonder where you're going with that.
Well, I was trying to think what to call it. You know, he made deer with antlers and
Christmas
sleds.
Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
And then he made little tiny toys, trucks for the kids.
Yeah. And he made a big, like a hat box kind of thing with a chessboard on it. And he was always making things. And he could do that year round. He could make stuff. And that way there wasn't this huge frantic rush in December to get presents made. And my mom used to crochet things for people. And, you know, that's a great inexpensive way to include people on your gift list. They know that you're making it out of love. You know, otherwise you wouldn't be getting one. I just think that's kind of a fantastic way. And it doesn't cost that much. You know, those raw materials cost a little bit, but not like buying finished products.
Well, and the thing was, your dad enjoyed doing that. That was his hobby after he retired. So that had a big part to do with it.
Absolutely.
You know, and the reality is, we can't afford to buy everybody in our lives that we love and respect and care for fancy presents.
Yep.
And it's not worth risking our financial stability to try to buy everybody something. It just doesn't make any sense. You know, if we're from a large family, maybe this year you suggest that you do a Secret Santa gift or do a fun gift exchange, like, what do they call that, the Chinese gift exchange?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like everybody, there's a bunch of presents in the middle of the room. Everybody brings one, and the first person opens a present and shows it around, and then the second person can either take the first person's present or open a new one.
Right, right.
And then the third person can either take the first or the seconds or open a new one. So
actually, it's a lot of fun.
It is fun.
We have participated in that a number of times, and it really is fun. Sounds kind of strange when you do describe, but it is a lot of fun.
And that can cut down a lot on the financial stress.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're in that kind of a gift exchange, be the last person to pick.
That's the name of the game.
Otherwise, well, you know.
That reverses the saying, the last shall be first.
But whoever gets their gift taken gets to take a new present.
That's true.
So they might get something better.
If you get something better, it's going to be gone too.
A bar of soap.
A bar of soap.
You have to avoid going into debt for Christmas by finding ways to save. Okay, that's what this is all about. And the truth is that there's plenty of ways to spend less money than you did last year on Christmas presents, but still give the people in your life the gifts that they will enjoy.
My question would be, does anybody really know what they spent last year? Or do people just rush into Christmas and start buying without even developing a budget or knowing what the gifts are going to cost based on last year's spending?
I'm sure there's a lot of people that are in that boat. And I'm sure there's a lot of people also who don't know what they gave to any particular person.
But that's all the more reason to keep track this year.
Yeah.
Keep track of your budget this year so you'll have a better plan for 2018.
Well, that way you won't give them the same fruitcake every year, you know.
Don't get any ideas, Steve. But that's honestly.
Trust me.
A fruitcake is honestly one gift I've never gotten. And don't you buy me one either.
No, because I don't want to eat it.
You know, there's lots of portals out there, lots of online sales. Ebates is a great site to earn money on things you would already be buying. Now, I caution you, don't get into a portal website that offers you bonuses for buying if you're buying things you don't need or can't afford.
Yeah.
But if it's something you're already buying and something you need, then that's a great way to shop and save some money.
Now, I've never heard of Ebates. What is Ebates?
Well, it's a site where you can get discounts for buying certain things.
And you get money back. You get rebates back as well. The more you buy, you start accumulating points, and then you start getting money back.
Oh, okay.
But when they say you get money back, I couldn't tell you if you get $2, $5, $50.
Okay.
Very vague about that part.
Okay.
And it depends on which retailers you're shopping with and all that kind of stuff.
But also probably how much you're spending, too.
Yes. Oh, exactly. Yeah. Evelyn, I've heard you say this in the past. You know, when you think about Christmas, you don't think about it from, let's say, November 1st till December 24th. You should be thinking about buying for Christmas all year round when you see the sales. It's the same thing when you go online. And if you see what is a bargain and you know somebody is going to need that, your son or daughter, or your husband, you go ahead and make the purchase then instead of waiting.
Oh, definitely. In fact, unfortunately, several years I did that and forgot where I put the presents.
But that would be step number two.
My mother used to do that all the time. We would get half of our Christmas in July because she'd stumble across it.
You know, the other thing I think that's good to do with kids at Christmas is develop traditions. Like, we have a tradition of buying each of our grandchildren an ornament every year.
Yes.
And it either commemorates something we did that year or something they did that year. And that's kind of gotten to be a tradition with them, and they look forward to it. And they know, even if I bought everybody snowmen one year, they all know which snowman is theirs. And they'll now have those Christmas ornaments to take with them when they move out and start their own household.
They'll have at least 18 ornaments, right?
Depending on what time they leave home.
So let me ask you, when you buy, you have teenage grandsons, that do you buy them Christmas gifts or do you take them shopping so they can buy what they really need or want?
Well, they're getting into that age where they'd rather have the money or the cash card okay. rather than the gift. So I'm not sure what we're going to do this year. We may buy them something they can use, like a coupon at a restaurant or movies or something like that, so that they can use it with their friends.
But, you know, last year we tried to give them an experience. We gave each of the three boys a certificate to do something special. One of them was to get golf lessons, and one of them was for art lessons, and the other one was to take Taekwondo. And you know what happened? Not a single one of them got used. And they
now
talked
we didn't
about
buy, them. Now, wait. We didn't buy them. We gave them a piece of paper that said, when you're ready, we will pay for it.
But did someone have an interest in art?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But they're so busy with their school stuff.
Okay.
And their after school. Yeah, the two teenagers are just slammed between school and studying and all the volunteer activities they have to do in the family that they just never got around to using them.
Yeah.
I guess you just have to be careful when you go out and buy and don't assume, especially for teens and young adults, that's what they want.
Well, that's the reason I didn't buy them ahead of time and spend money on them, because I decided that I didn't know when they were going to start using them, and some of them were date specific. So
yes.
I didn't want to buy them ahead of time and have them expire.
Yeah. But you went to a lot of work, too, to try to find out who the best art teacher was in town and when they would give them and where Zach could go for golf lessons. And
well, part of the problem is they don't drive, so they're dependent on mom and dad to take them places, and mom and dad are already snowed under with everything else they've got going on.
Right.
One of the things that parents try to do is to make kids happy at Christmas time. And the bottom line is kids don't care. They're not going to pay attention to whether their gifts are brand new or used, and they don't care whether you spend $100 or $10 on the hottest gift of the year. If they get something they want, something they enjoy, they're going to love it. And I'll bet everybody who's listening to this who has children has had the experience of having the kids playing with the cardboard boxes instead of the toys after, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you put four big cardboard
especially
boxes.
Little ones.
You put the cardboard boxes in the room on Christmas morning, and they're going to play with those rather than the toys. So relax. You're not a bad parent if you don't spend $800 on each child.
You know, one year when Matt, our son, was, he was about 9 years old, maybe 10, we bought him a bicycle at a garage sale. And I took that bike back, and I had a workshop that was separate from the house out in the backyard, and I wouldn't let him in. I bought that around Thanksgiving, I think. And for the next 3 or 4 weeks, I sanded it and painted it and polished it and got new tires for it and everything. And he had a bright, shiny used bicycle.
And he never knew it was used.
I don't think he did. He didn't care, you know, because I put those pegs on it so he could stand up and do tricks and that kind of stuff, you know. He really appreciated that bicycle. And instead of paying $100 or $150 for a brand new bicycle, you know, we spent about $25 or $30 on the bicycle and another $10 on paint and stuff. And
it was perfectly fine. He was very happy with it.
Yeah, so there's nothing wrong with that type of thing.
You know, one of the families that we know uses a 5-gift rule for kids. It's something they want, something they need, something to read, something to wear, and something to share. And that's the gifts the kids get. That's their Christmas in a nutshell every time.
And I think that's a good way of doing it, because you're not inundating them with a whole bunch of presents, and you're giving them practical stuff that they can use. You know, I'm not sure how excited they're going to be about getting underwear, but, you know.
Yeah, something they need could be something. It doesn't have to be underwear.
No, that's not what to wear. That's something they need.
I know. I'm just saying
that. See, our 2-year-old grandson gets excited when he gets, like, Superman underwear. And
we still getting the cool underwear.
I can't see our rotsy teenager getting Superman underwear.
Maybe if we got him camo underwear.
Exactly. There.
But kids remember Christmas because it's a fun time of year, and they get to spend it with you, and they get to eat cookies and sing Christmas carols, and they're not going to sit there and count each gift and ask the price of it and compare things, especially if you do what that family does where each person gets the same type of thing.
Yeah.
So everybody
yeah.
gets something to read.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody gets something to wear. Everybody yeah. gets something to share. So it's kind of evens out the playing field for the kids.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea. And by doing that, you're not putting a lot of pressure on yourself to,
go above and beyond.
Yeah. You're not going to pull all these wild ideas out of the air just because you saw an ad on TV or whatever. So I think that's a great way to do it. But, you know, remember that if you go into debt for Christmas, that's going to prevent you from reaching your long-term financial goals as quickly as you want to reach them. You know, like paying for college tuition or funding your retirement. Every time you go into debt to buy a present, you're choosing that physical object over your long-term financial security.
So hopefully you'll use some of our tips to stay on track and on budget this holiday season. And remember what Pope Francis has said about money. If money and material things become the center of our lives, they seize us and make us slaves.
As you head to the malls or if you're doing your shopping online, think before you buy. Ask yourself, do I really want to go into debt buying Christmas presents? And I think we all know that answer. Evelyn has posted a blog on this topic, and you can read her thoughts by going to compasscatholic.org and click on Compass Blogs. Also, a reminder, we do post a new podcast and a blog each and every Wednesday. That web address again is compasscatholic.org. The name of the show, Manage Your Money God's Way.